The date is Friday, March 16th, and you're listening to the Tortured Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for pressing play on this, and if you're wondering, this is going to be exactly what the title says, and it's going to be all about motivation. It's one of those things that is really close to my mind all the time, mainly because we're surrounded with a generation that's all about projecting this false, exaggerated sense of optimism and positivity. And I'm not, you know, trying to fucking, you know, poop on a party here. But what I am trying to say here is it's not exactly the most authentic or genuine presentation of anyone's life or character or thoughts or behavior. You look at Instagram and people posting their story, and you'll either have two people, at least from my perspective and from what I've seen. You're going to have a few people, actually. But the two that I've noticed the most are, one, you have the awkward, but, you know, trying to do their best to be social on social media. and they're usually very stiff and rigid. And then you have the exaggeration of that. The exaggeration of what someone is trying to present because they're trying to get people's attention so badly. They're an exaggerated version of themselves. It's almost like a caricature. Yes. You get the idea. It's almost like a fucking cartoon character, all right? And you're not really seeing anyone that's actually being themselves. No one is using their regular speaking tone. No one is actually talking to you as they would if you were talking to them in person. And hell, half the time, most people you talk to in person aren't even being themselves. Because that's the thing that people struggle with nowadays in general, because I think people are at such a loss with the fact that social media is always telling you to put out this one image, but really you're not that because you're trying to meet the standards of social media. So you got to look happy, you got to look rich, you got to look successful, and you got to be motivating people, you got to look fit, and then you got to, you know, just keep giving the fucking highlight reel, the highlight reel that never ends, the highlight reel that doesn't actually exist. And you exaggerate all of your accomplishments, but you never once speak of your downfalls. You never once mention where you have struggled. You never once mentioned when you're feeling down. And the people that do, it's a part of their shtick. It's a part of their personality online. And it's a fine balance of online personality, offline personality. And the in-between is sometimes a sweet spot that most people don't achieve, and I struggle with it. I know a lot of people struggle with it, and I'm not saying to not be happy on social media. I'm not saying to fucking post a photo of you crying, because that's also another exaggeration that no one wants to see. But I think just in the general scope of things, when you look at the big picture here, I'm not pointing out individuals, but I'm saying the big picture. The big picture is Instagram is all about the visuals. Social media in general is all about the visuals. And it's all about how you're communicating your thoughts, your life, and your beliefs to people via photos and captions or your Instagram story or whatever it may be. And oftentimes, like, it's just a very false sense of reality that you'll find. And the reason why I'm talking about motivation is because on social media, it's you're given this idea that you should always be motivated, always be driven. You can never have a bad day because guess what? The grind don't stop. Guess what? You gotta hustle. Right, Gary V? Right? You can't be a young adult and have a bad day. You can't be a human being with negative emotions anymore because no one ever says, or you know what, there's a lot of people who do, and kudos to those people who are actually keeping a positive message out there within this spectrum of bullshit. But in general, most people are seeking that, oh, I'm a hustler. Oh, the grind don't stop for me. I work this hard for this, and I'm always working. Oh, sleep is for the weak. Ah, you know, like, who needs sleep when you gotta work all day? Man, I'm all for work ethic. I'm all for being driven. I'm all for being motivated. But you got to understand that every one of these things is amplified times 10 when you go on social media. And the topic of this podcast is not about social media per se, but I wanted to really highlight that really quick because that's super relevant to, I think, everyone now, because we are on this fucking thing, the social media, right? So for someone like me, a photographer, it's really difficult to have a bad time and still feel motivated. And this wouldn't be the Tortured Artist Podcast if I didn't talk about negative things, right? And one of the things I want to talk about was the fact that things have been awful. And damn, does that really suck to say? You're always told, hey, don't talk about your failures. Don't mention the fact that, you know, business isn't going well. Because guess what? You want to give people the illusion that you are doing well. No one wants to pay someone who isn't doing well. Kind of ironic, right? And we also live in a generation where the quality of your followers is more important than the We live in a generation where the quality of your work is nowhere near as relevant as the quantity of your followers. And that is another frustration of mine, because I've heard it from a friend of mine who is an actor. I was recently doing headshots for an actor, and he mentioned to me that during his audition, one of the things they asked him is, so how many followers do you have? Instead of talking about the actual audition, instead of talking about the actual acting itself for the project that he was trying to audition for, they asked him about his followers. What does the followers have to do with the fucking production of that project? Besides marketing, nothing. And even then, with the Instagram algorithm, it doesn't even fucking matter. Because you can have 300K, but guess what? Only fucking 50K will see the posts. So really, at the end of the day, does it really matter? No, it fucking doesn't. I've seen so many talented photographers. So many. With a ridiculously low amount of engagement. A ridiculously low amount of followers. And then I'll literally go to the Explore feed, or I just go on my feed in general. And I'll look at a relatively okay photo. And I'm saying that politely. Because that photo will have triple or even quadruple the fucking likes and engagement that the other talented photographers get. And this has nothing to do with me, because at this point, I could care less about the likes that I'm getting on my photos. I've already accepted that this is what it is. But in a time when things aren't going well, in a time when you're not living the dream, because half the time when you have a dream, you're actually just dreaming. You're not really living it, if that makes sense. You're often aspiring more than you are doing. And that's something I found myself in numerous times with photography. And this isn't a pity party. This isn't to say, oh, boohoo, feel bad for me. This is to say that everyone goes through this, because I'm not the only one who's experienced this. The purpose of this is to talk about the things that people don't like talking about, the things that people are too shy to talk about, the things that people feel discouraged to talk about. But I think by talking about something like this, we can set a realistic expectation on just actual human feelings. I've had a conversation recently with two friends of mine who both feel like they're not doing enough, who both feel like they're not getting it done to the best of their ability, or they're not achieving their fullest potential. They're having a rough time. But guess what? That's totally okay, man. It's totally all right. Because a rough time is measurable. You know, with motivation, you can kind of compare it to depression. Because with motivation, you kind of have these beer goggles on. But with depression, you kind of have these fucking really shitty shades on. And both of them don't care about the present moment. Both motivation and both depression are often temporary throughout your lifetime. So you'll experience bursts of depression or bursts of motivation. And when they both hit, they affect you differently, obviously. But guess what? They both seem to fade away at a certain point. Yes, you may still be a little bit motivated. Yes, you may be still a little bit depressed. And for someone who has dealt with depression ongoing continuously for the past however many years that I can remember, since high school, I could say, I've always found that anytime I didn't do anything, anytime I wasn't being proactive, it would get worse, obviously. And then I would always be finding this constant struggle between motivated, excited, energetic, and depressed. No energy. Oftentimes, really, really bad depression. Where you kind of just doubt everything. And every time I go through that, I think of all the times that I've been motivated for a temporary period of time, and that motivation also fades away. And I use that as my leverage against my depression. I use that to remind myself that, hey, this is as temporary as the motivation you're going to feel. And because I've been feeling in a bit of a low lately, work has been slow. Obviously, I've accepted the whole idea of, you know, likes and engagement on social media, but it really does suck when you put out work you're passionate about and it just seems like it doesn't even reach the people that are following you or people don't like it. It is what it is. It's totally all right. But to say that it doesn't fully matter would also be a bit of a lie. It's also nice seeing that the attention to detail you put in, the effort you put in, the energy you've spent over the last months, year, days, weeks, whatever it may be, on a project, a photo, or even learning to get to the point where you got, be appreciated. Or, you know, being rewarded in some way, being validated, which is what we are all seeking on social media. And oftentimes we want to be the saviors and, you know, the cult leaders, if you will, like the Gary Vaynerchuks, often just spewing out this constant fucking hustle and grind mentality. And it's kind of insulting to the people who work their ass off in a regular job, because are you really going to go to a fucking taxi driver and tell him, hey, man, you got to hustle. Hey, man, you got to grind. You got to keep grinding at it, bro. That's the hustle, bro. Yeah, this guy is hustling and grinding way harder than your fucking dumbass is on your stupid WordPress template trying to get some marketing done. All right? And going back here, I know I go back and forth. I'm sorry. I'm really trying here. But going back here, I made a post earlier this week, and I'm going to share that via this podcast because I actually wanted to make the post after the podcast to kind of help promote the podcast. Or in a way say, hey, here's my thoughts here, but if you want to hear more, you can hear it on the podcast, because this is where I can be unfiltered, this is where I can be raw, and this is where I could say fuck without giving a fuck. And I essentially made a quick post, and the post was kind of out of frustration, because I have these thoughts constantly in the back of my mind, but really I'm always so hesitant to share, because I just want to maintain this professional image on social media. Really, is there any incentive to care anymore? People break the rules all the time. And I found that the people who inspire me the most are the people who are able to be themselves, people who can be human, people who can offer a genuine, authentic interaction or presentation of themselves on social media, even if that presentation is false. At least then I can feel like, oh, I'm looking at a human being. I'm not looking at a fucking, hey, guys, check out my new post. Hey, guys, hope you have a great day. Hey, guys, I hope you keep up the grind and the hustle, you know? Guys, look at me, I'm drinking coffee, I'm a hard-working guy here. Woo! I can't stand that positivity. You really want a good example of this? Go to any YouTube daily vlogger and look at the first 10 to 30 seconds of their fucking vlogs. I'm talking about FousseyTube. I'm talking about Logan Paul. Any daily vlogger. As soon as the camera turns on, or when we think it turns on, as soon as the video starts, you're hit with this super high energy introduction, or instead of high energy, you're hit with this like really exaggerated sense of optimism and positivity. Like, hey guys, I'm having an amazing day. If I'm having an amazing day, you're having an amazing day. You can't be having an amazing day every fucking day of your life. Every time you put out that fucking image to people, and 90% of the time, those vloggers, their audience is going to be kids. If those kids are going to have a bad day, what are they going to do? How are they going to feel? How are they going to handle it? How do you maintain a human existence without a bad day? A bad day is almost necessary. A bad time is almost necessary. All my growth periods have happened when I was fucking depressed. I've never felt more motivated without depression itself. Depression is my motivator. Because every time I feel that fucking burst of sadness, that's my reminder that I'm not doing enough. That's my reminder that I gotta keep pushing. That's my reminder that I gotta, hustle and grind. And this could be in the midst of me working my fucking ass off on something. And this could be the fact that, I'm not seeing the results that I want to see, whether it's getting clients or whether it's fucking getting likes. It's those times that bit of depression will remind me to get back up and just keep doing it. Because ultimately, expecting that perfect, constant, hate that word, hustle in your life is unrealistic. It is not human. No human hustle and grinded on a 24/7 fucking basis. It's okay to be tired. It's okay to be sad. And it's okay to not be motivated. Motivation is not fucking permanent. You can't maintain it. Use motivation as a catalyst. Use motivation as a trigger. Do not use motivation as your motivation. Do not rely on motivation. And now I'm going to read the post that I made on Instagram. So, the concept of motivation is a modern-day fairy tale. It only exists with the thought of success, but success itself isn't something you reach before enduring failures. Hence why motivation will just leave you hanging dry. Find your why and make sure you're true to your values instead. These elements stick with you during your highs and your lows. Motivation doesn't give a fuck about you when you're sad. Because guess what? You're not going to feel that motivation when you're sad. You're not going to feel that motivation when you failed. I can't stress that enough. And this is where the podcast sounds like a self-help podcast. And that's totally okay. Because if you can get any help out of this, if this can remind you of anything that would help you in your day-to-day life, then amazing. I'm happy to put out a little bit of an alternative message. I'm happy to try to be different here. And I know this is not a popular message to almost encourage depression, which almost sounds really counterproductive, but I'm not encouraging it. I'm not enabling it. I am saying that it is a thing that happens to almost everyone. You may not realize it, but everyone has moments of doubt. Everyone has moments of depression or just sadness or not motivated. You feel fatigued. You feel tired. Oftentimes, it's only because you had a shit night's sleep, you didn't eat much, you didn't have much water, and now you're fucking sleepy as fuck and you're tired, and your brain doesn't want to do anything. And that's the time when you can just chill out. It's all right. Start the next day fresh. The other thing I wanted to kind of mention is something that's always helped me is advice that I've been given by my friend Chris. Anytime you're feeling low, there's only one way to go from here, and that's back up. Ooh, that pseudo-motivation just hurt a little bit to say, but yeah, you get the idea. It's like a lot of that self-help nonsense, a lot of the motivational quotes are true. But my point here is that the exaggeration, the abundance, and the oversaturated world of social media, you're given this idea that you can't have a bad day, that you can't be having a bad time, you can't be having a failure. And if you do, you got to seek out burst of fucking dopamine rush through motivational speeches and videos and photos and quotes and whatever it may be. And oftentimes that stuff will just make you feel even worse because you're like, hey, why am I not working through this? Why am I feeling sad when all these people got back up? This unrealistic expectation of people with happiness, with just drive and motivation is really frustrating. Also, the fact that it's fucking winter. Most people are not going to be happy. There's a fucking thing called sad for winter, where you literally just get sad. So, on that note, make sure you take your vitamin D. Do your research. I suggest liquid gel pills. They have a better absorption rate from what I've heard. If you have regular pills, take those anyways. Whatever helps. In conclusion, I wanted to bring this back to the photography really quick. In a time that is not going well, it's really hard to just actually vocalize that on a podcast because you're almost admitting defeat. You're almost admitting that you're not living the dream. People look at you with doubt anytime you pursue something that is hard to achieve because in the back of their mind, and this often goes to the people who want to see you succeed the most, in the back of their mind, they're wondering when you're going to give up. They're wondering if you've given up. They're wondering if you've tapped out. They want to know, is it going as bad as they think it is? Because to them, that's the fear they have of them pursuing their dreams. This is why people become almost cult leaders when they achieve success. I don't want to name drop like this, but Peter McKinnon all of a sudden became a fucking motivational speaker ever since he became successful on YouTube. And people have been imitating his style and his fucking, like, vlogs. And he's a great vlogger. He's a great YouTuber. And I really enjoyed his content. But he is another person who really pushes out that constant, like, fake perception or fake motivation. I don't know how else to say it anymore. He has put out a video saying, oh, I burnt myself out. I didn't watch it. But I get the idea. You just don't have a video idea, so you just want to talk about something different for once. My point is, with all of this, the reason why I don't give up, the reason why I haven't given up, even when it seems almost like everything is working against you, people flake on you. You're not getting clients. It seems like people are losing interest in your work. I don't know. I'm just saying, when you're going through a rough time, everything seems much worse than it actually is, right? That's the fucking depression goggles I talked about earlier. It's kind of like the motivation goggles where, like, everything's going great. But depression goggles are like, everything is going horrible. And it's really important to remember that unless you've really experienced that level of depression, you won't truly understand it. And that's why I want to wrap it up with some practical advice. If you are having a rough time, if you constantly feel like you're in a rut, if you feel like you rely on motivation too much, do as I mentioned earlier. Find your whys and make sure your values are strong enough to carry you through your good and your bad times. My why is because it's what I'm passionate about. I don't see myself doing anything else, and I firmly believe that. There is nothing else I'd rather do than be a photographer, be an artist. There's also the values, and the values is if I set my mind to it, I'm gonna do it. My values include hard work. My values include persistency and, in a way, stubbornness. And that's why I haven't given up, because I could have just easily dropped it. And I see this far too often with photographers that I know who have just given up for some reason. They've just given up on the dream. They've just given up on the passion. They don't even shoot anymore. They have a camera. They have the talent. They have the skills. And yes, Davin, I'm talking to you. My friend Davin is a perfect example of this, because he is someone who I considered very talented when I, you know, first met him, because I saw his photography at the time and he was shooting at the time that I met him. And I was really impressed. He was way better than me. But over a period of time, he wasn't shooting. He graduated from art school for photography. So he spent all that time. And now he's not shooting. And now you might be thinking, Evs, why are you putting him on blast? Why? To the two people that are listening, why? Well, it's because I care. It's because I would rather see someone with talent and passion for photography continue pursuing it than some random fuckboy at a university right now picking up a camera just to talk to girls or get likes on social media. Ultimately, depression is as temporary as motivation. This entire week has been awful. I've had every reason to have a shitty week. I've had a shitty day turn into a shitty week, basically. And the shitty week has kind of been consistent with the past shitty weeks. And I think it has to do with winter. It has to do with everything, right? It just feels like I'm not happy with where I am. I haven't achieved the things that I wanted to achieve this year. And that's very frustrating. But the other last thing I can't stress enough is all of this takes time. No one successful ever did it overnight. And that is a damn fact. And that is not some bullshit motivation. Every single person who you look at as successful, you need to double check their past. Double check that, yes, they have been doing this for much longer than you probably imagine. The people who you see as talented, yeah, there might be some God-given gift, but they also worked to get there. They also failed and fucked up a few photos. They failed and didn't achieve the things they wanted, and then guess what? They fucking kept doing it. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep taking photos until it becomes a career. And that's the bottom line, because I was said so. Thank you for listening.